KSL News Time, 620 Triple Team Traffic. Ricky Meese, go ahead.
We still have a little bit of leftover heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15. Most of it between 4500 and 90th South, but we are starting to see that the delays are starting to break up. Now, we had a KSL traffic trooper saying there was a crash southbound I-15 right about 5300 South. I could never find it. Doesn't mean it's not there. Just keep an eye out for that. Northbound I-15, all clear. Draper, Sandy, and Midvale. But we do have this accident westbound I-215 South Belt, 1300 West on the right shoulder. Michelle?
We are looking at much better travel times on Bangor Highway and 5600 West through Salt Lake and West Valley areas. That's really cleared up. But if you're traveling I-215 East Side Belt route, you're still going to hit some pretty big delays, both north and southbound, between 4500 South and Knutson Corner. Moving to Utah County, I-15 has cleared up greatly, but a little past Thanksgiving Point through Lehigh, you're still going to hit some pretty heavy slowdowns, Mark.
Yeah, well, it looks a lot better rolling once you get up past the mess that is the commute northbound I-15 through South Salt Lake. Downtown, the drive into Davis County is much better, but you will dip in speed once again. Between 200 North Kaysville and SR-193 700 South Clearfield, designer suit collections including Calvin Klein, DKNY, Austin Reed, Michael Kors, and Jack Victor at affordable prices. Mr. Mack, no one buys, no one sells, no one cares the way they do. Absolutely no one. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.